What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, yeah.
DiVincenzo.
Oh.
Covino and Rich.
Oh, by the way, when he hit that three at the Garden last night, did everyone get free gabagool on the way out?
No, but I did say, oh! Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com, help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And don't forget, after the show, Danny G, he's the G. He puts up the podcast, so follow, rate, and review. Wherever you get your pods, just search Covino and Rich. All right, your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. Stallone and Arnold got that special tonight. A lot of eyes going to be on that. Besides the NBA playoffs, if you got time, you might want to check out the first ever sit-down with the two biggest action stars of our childhood.
Now, before we go over to Mount Rushmore, let me just throw two things out there. Please check our bonus pod, Overpromised, on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. Had a great episode, episode 45, for your viewing and listening pleasures, Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. And
no and then.
No and then?
No and then.
Stick around because we got Whack Diesel, Shaq Diesel trivia, multiple choice, your chance to win some prizes this hour. So save the number, 877-99 on Fox when we tell you to call, all right? Get ready for that, more NBA. But this show should be fun tonight. You might have to set the DVR because there's lots of great basketball to watch. If you missed it, it's their first sit-down together with Harvey Levin, TMZ on Fox, rivals, friends, and icons. Here's what they said about their Mount Rushmore.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. And the fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. He's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films that really, like Die Hard, the classic, and those things don't go away.
It's hard to debate Bruce Willis off this list, but everyone's going to have their own. The Clint Eastwood one, I just think that's generational. And who are we to argue with Schwarzenegger, right? Like, that's his guy. That was his hero. But again, we grew up in a different time. I mean, I watch Clint Eastwood movies, but he's not on my Mount Rushmore.
Well, we've never got a chance or the honor to sit down and interview Stallone, but we did with Arnold. And if you want to see the funniest video ever, if you got nothing to do and you're scrolling and you're bored, go to YouTube and just look up Covino and Rich, Arnold, and we're interviewing him, and I can't stop staring at his eyebrows because they're all over the place. Like, dude had like...
Are you going to be able to handle this special? Because now he's got gray beard and gray eyebrows.
Dude, his eyebrows were all over the place. It was like when we interviewed Reggie Jackson, he had terrible nose hair. And if you see that interview, I'm just staring at his nose the whole time.
If you want to see what a ninny is, what a ninny Rich is in real life, or what a ninny is, it's Rich Davis.
It's Rich.
When we interviewed Arnold, because you could see how flustered he is because he can't stop staring at Arnold's eyebrows the whole time. But again, that's on YouTube. That was at the Arnold Classic when we interviewed him. But
yeah.
Who's on your Mount Rushmore, Rich? You're such an 80s kid as far as action movies and that sort of genre.
Yeah, I feel like my action movies are late 80s, early 90s. I always keep saying, oh, I'm a kid of the 80s. But if you were born in roughly 1980, then you're more of a kid of the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, but these movies replayed all the time.
No, but you know what movies hit me hard? You could say, are you serious? You're going to put this guy up there with Stallone and Arnold?
Oh, right. I know. The Show Enough to Shogun of Harlem?
No.
He should be on this list.
By the way, Spot just pulled up the video. I'm so awkward. Oh no.
Look at Rich. He's fixated on his gray Michael Strahairs, his gray eyebrows.
He doesn't look up half the time because he's afraid to look.
I look at Arnold and I look down immediately. Like, oh, yeah.
You got to see it on YouTube. Spot. Just search Covino and Arnold.
How embarrassing. All right, so on my Mount Rushmore, I'll make it quick. I'll make it snappy. I think one you're going to say, ooh, good one, credibility. And the other one you're going to say, really? The really one is a guy that my grandfather and I would rent his VHS tapes on a Friday night when I was dumped off at grandma and grandpa's house. Remember when your parents would dump you off at grandma and grandpa's house?
Yeah, dump us off.
Go to Hollywood Video, get a couple dump. VHS tapes.
They pick us up like 2 days later, dump us off at grandma's.
Dump.
For me, you could say this guy's a weirdo, but as a kid, I thought he was so cool. Steven Seagal.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Oh, man. Oh.
I'm going to take you to the bank.
And then he ran.
The blood bank.
Hard to Kill, Mark for Death, Above the Law. All great three-word titles. Then there was Under Siege where the girl popped out of the cake. That was nice. But I was a huge Seagal fan. And the other person I'm putting on my Mount Rushmore with Arnold, Stallone, Seagal.
Seagal he ran so funny. I know that's like the funny thing looking back. It's the viral thing. Like, have you ever seen Steven Seagal in a running scene?
Have you ever seen him on like some martial art mats where he touches someone and they flip in the other direction?
I got a different answer for you, but let me hear your fourth.
My fourth, it's hard to argue. Sweet, sweet Keanu Reeves.
Thank you.
Keanu
Sweet Keanu.
He was going to be mine as well.
The reason Rich says sweet, sweet Keanu is because, not to name drop, but we're good at it. We had Carmen Electra on our show many times, and she was sitting on my lap, right? And
that's,
we asked her.
That part? No, that's not true.
Well, in my mind, she was. And we
that's
asked
weird.
Her, we did ask her, what was it like to work with? No. We asked her, who was someone you always wanted to get with that you never got with? And she said, oh, sweet, sweet Keanu.
She turned her down.
Yeah, she said she reached out to him or tried, and he was like, no, I can't.
Danny G, can you imagine that?
Busy.
Can you imagine Keanu Reeves turned down Carmen Electra
in her primo days?
And all the cool stories about him and fans.
Oh,
and
he's the best.
Yeah,
he's the best.
Helping strangers like hitchhikers, giving them rides 2 hours
away.
Or like
you would hear like, a bus broke down and he got everyone a ride. Like,
such a beautiful soul.
How about Point Break?
Oh, what would you do?
Point
That's
Break,
how I bonded
John
with my in-laws, remember?
Matrix.
My girl's dad. He likes surfing, so I just talked about that movie.
I love that. By the way, in the special tonight with Arnold and Stallone, they were so competitive, they would actually compete over the kills they had in their movies, which I think John Wick probably beats them all.
John Wick is the most ridiculous yet awesome gun scenes. Like, and you ever see Keanu do the training, like those YouTube videos of him doing the gun training? Guy's insane. So I got Stallone and Arnold, they're the automatics, and my two additions are sweet Keanu Reeves.
I won't debate
that. And my cheesy one is Seagal, just because it reminds me of watching, corny movies with my grandpa.
I wish I would have thought of the Keanu answer, but my two will be, I'm going with Big Mike, Bruce Lee, man. Grew up watching all his kung fu movies. Not Bruce Lee Roy. He's the master. Bruce Lee.
Who's the master?
I watched all his movies. He fought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, bro.
I have one that I don't think anybody has mentioned. Harrison Ford.
Oh,
yeah. Growing up with a fugitive, Blade Runner,
Well,
how about this one?
Get off my plane.
Yeah.
No, he was.
Come on, Indiana Jones?
Yeah, he's an action hero.
You know
it's
what?
It's about guns, or if they use guns, or do they fight with their hands? Like,
by the way,
archaeologist. I just, you know what?
But
he's
he carries
such
a gun.
A well-rounded actor. Yeah. I don't look at Harrison Ford as an action star, but how could you not?
I mean, listen.
Are we considering him?
Fugitive? No. Indiana Jones?
Dude,
you know who said it too?
Fugitive.
Bursch said
Blade
it too.
Runner?
Right. Did he? Okay.
Bursch said it, Harrison Ford.
I hate to say this, Danny G. I'm changing my fourth answer because I was going to say, how are we leaving Tom Cruise off this list?
Tom Cruise is on mine.
Well, guess what? Yeah. I'm changing my line. It's Covino here. I'm going with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Harrison Ford, and Bruce Lee, dude. Bam!
Tom Cruise runs better than Steven Seagal.
Yeah, he does.
That is
in
true.
Every movie.
Does.
In every movie. So what's yours, Iowa Sam?
Well, okay, so here's mine. Tom Cruise is 60 years old now, and he's still making like huge blockbusters. And you could argue, if anything, he's not really doing any more dramatic films. He's doing nothing but action films.
Right?
So he's definitely on there. I have Keanu Reeves. I have Arnold, and I'm going to throw an old favorite of mine, Rumble in the Bronx, Jackie Chan. More of a martial artist. He was a stuntman. You don't see him with guns a lot, but you see him just taking down fools left and right. Rumble
Love
in the Bronx
Jackie
is one of my
Chan.
Favorite movies of all time.
Now, I'm sure some people are thinking it. I don't want to take all the answers, but is it too obvious an answer, or do we not respect his acting game, Dwayne The Rock Johnson? I mean, he's in a movie. He's pretty badass, no?
Nah. Well, a lot of the guys we're talking about are real ass kickers. Not all of them. But I'm surprised no one mentioned Van Damme, because when I think of that genre of Stallone and Schwarzenegger, I think of him, but he's not on my list. Danny G, who's on your list?
I would go with Clint Eastwood because of the Dirty Harry movies.
Wow, really?
As a little kid, I just thought he was a badass with that big gun. Harrison Ford, Tom Cruise, Arnold, and then I will give an honorable mention, Russell Crowe. He's been in some cool action movies.
So you're taking Stallone off your Mount Rushmore? Oh.
Well, it's because you guys have him on there.
Okay,
so
that's fine. Let's go to Ted in South Texas. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Mine is Gina Davis. Gina Davis from The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Gina Davis?
I put Rich Davis before Gina
from
Davis.
From A League of Their Own?
But nothing against Gina Davis.
Dan Byer, what you got,
Wally
man?
Zerbiak.
That's so dumb. Perfect.
Oh, I love that.
Perfect. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you.
Let's go to Mike in Washington State. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man? Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
A little bit old school. I'm going way back. We're going John Wayne and then an international superstar who did his own stunts for like 30, 40, 50 years, Jackie Chan.
He's with you, Io Sam. Jackie Chan is a legend. I mean, he fought Bruce Lee. He's in Bruce Lee movies. You know?
I'm a garbage.
So, and he's funny. So that's a great answer, too. I'm surprised, you know how Mike came in here and he...
Who?
Mike, who runs this place. He was like Sigourney Weaver.
Is that who that was?
How about Uma Thurman? You know, she should be considered, too, if we're going to throw Sigourney Weaver in the conversation.
About Antonio Banderas? Charles Bronson?
What about Will Smith?
What about Chuck Norris?
Will Smith is an underrated one.
Chuck Norris.
No one said Chuck Norris.
Nobody said Chuck Norris. Hasn't been in that many movies.
Before Will Smith's wife makes him look like a chump, and before he's slapping Chris Rock, we all love Will Smith. So let's not play it up like...
Will Smith has been in some huge action movies.
I know.
But he also had Range.
Independence Day. Yeah.
We're also forgetting about Nick Cage.
Wow.
I never forget about
Nick Cage, ever. But it's
Con
a
Air?
Fun question, and we have to respect the guys who started it and their answers. You know, we all have our own. We all have our favorites. You know, we nodded everyone from Dolph Lundgren to, I'll throw it out there, Action Jackson himself, Carl Weathers. You know, we have to respect what these two guys, and they started the whole thing, what they say. And they said Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis.
But Bruce Willis is a great answer.
That is a great answer.
Because Die Hard alone is one of the greatest action movies of all time.
And he put his own twist to action star.
And keep in mind, if you watch the documentary...
He wasn't a muscle-bound action star either.
If you watch the documentary on Netflix, The Movies That Made Us, they talk about when Die Hard came out, they did not want to put Bruce Willis on the poster and the promotional stuff because everyone thought...
The guy from Moonlight?
Yeah, like the romance guy?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he totally showed you a different side of himself. Sort of like how Tom Hanks was like the corny sitcom fun guy.
Right, right.
And then he became Tom Hanks. Let me give you one that
he's so unconventional, but he may have more action movies than most over the last decade or so.
Really?
Liam Neeson.
That's a great answer.
Because
I like that.
Like, he doesn't seem like it, but when you think about volume of movies, he's probably had like five.
The first Taken was mind-blasting.
I have a set of skills.
The 10th one, not so much.
You're like, wait a second. He's blindfolded in the trunk of a car, and he figured it out?
Yeah, that's the birds. Oh, he heard train tracks. Make a right.
That's a good one. How about the 007s? Sean Connery?
Oh, yeah, we forgot all about that.
Daniel Craig?
Craig's great. We're naming some. We're just trying to see if you would change your answer, giving you more ideas. And we're also forcing to figure out who you'd put in your top four. I don't like Mount Rushmore conversations because they've been so overdone.
Yeah.
But that's what they discussed on this special tonight. Rivals, friends, and icons.
And
Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
There's something else I'm looking forward to with this special. They talk about how there were times in the 80s, and I've heard these stories, where they almost tried to jokingly sabotage each other.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you know, friendly competition, where I think there was one point where Arnold put the word out there like he wanted a movie just so Stallone took it, and it was Stallone's worst movie.
Which one was that? Like
Throw Mama from the Train or something? I don't know.
Or My Mom Will Shoot.
Stop Her, My Mom Will Shoot. That's the one.
Yeah. Is that the one?
Adventures in Babysitting? No, that was not the one.
So, again, you could add to the list.
Elizabeth.
Want to see what you think? Maybe we're forgetting somebody. Hit us up at Covino and Rich. Dan Byer, do you got one?
I was just going to say this because I may be the perfect guy since I don't watch a lot of movies.
You're the perfect guy.
Yeah, you're the
perfect guy.
I was thinking The Rock, and then Covino's like, no.
I don't know.
What is about The Rock? He doesn't have leading man energy.
Wow.
I like Bautista better in his movies, to be honest.
What about Jason Statham?
Ooh,
easy in this conversation. Easily.
Yeah.
You guys just mentioned
action movies.
Yeah. So that would be...
No, he's definitely... Yeah. I bet you there's so many people in their car right now like, what about Statham?
You know who does nothing for me? And I guess maybe it's not for me anyway. But action star that does nothing for this guy? Vin Diesel. I feel like it's just a big lug. Like, I watch those Fast and the Furious movies for the action here and there, but I'm like, what's the appeal? It just seems like a...
What was that? XXX?
Watch, he's going to kick my ass.
Now, this dude has been in some corny roles. He doesn't make the list, but it's his birthday today. We got to shout out John Cena.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think he's great.
John Cena's got to do something to his hairline. I saw him at WrestleMania, and he has like all the hair up front, but he's got the bald spot. You know, there's three guys.
It's called Topics, Rich.
What about Wesley Snipes? Anyone say that?
Ooh.
Oh, good one.
Yo, Passenger 57?
Blade?
Oh.
Demolition Man?
Yo, that's Wesley Snipes is a great answer. Didn't he get in legal trouble there or something?
He did. Taxes.
Part
of the game.
You said it's John Cena's birthday? There's three guys that turned 47 today, and I want you to tell me if you think they seem the same age. Three guys that turned 47 today, tell me if you feel like they seem, you know, around, like they went to high school together. John Cena, born on the same day as John Oliver, born on the same day as Cal Penn.
Cal Penn seems the most youthful.
He does.
Yeah. He does.
Brown don't frown.
It's just how it is. I'm older than all those guys. You would never think that.
John Cena. Yeah, John Oliver. Because
Spanish don't vanish, bro.
Because John Oliver has some gray, and he's like a, you know, sophisticated Brit.
And George Lopez is also 47.
No way. It's his birthday,
though. It is, yeah. 63, I think.
That fool's 63 years old. All right, so guys, add to your list, and we'll take some more phone calls, but we also want your phone calls for Shaq, Diesel, trivia, some NBA trivia, giving away some prizes. Got some Swiggies to give away, our CNR on FSR, stainless steel, beautiful blue water bottles.
All right, so we're 2 days away from the NFL draft. We'll talk a little bit about that, a little NBA, some Shaq, Diesel trivia. Can we fit it all in? That's what she said.
I don't know.
We'll get to it next right here, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Now, what if, Covino?
What if I...
Are you singing Creed or no?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing.
What if I...
What if there was someone in your community that wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your town that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals. That's exactly what you're going to get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you could trust, and they never charge a fee with your job search.
Go to expresspros.com, expresspros.com. ExpressJobs.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step.
Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call and one application, and it puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in the community. So don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit ExpressPros.com. That's ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Creed, named after Apollo. A lot of people don't know that. Shout out to Carl Weathers talking action heroes. Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search,
oh,
not just the lone spot.
That's what I thought you meant.
With just one connection, you could find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. Find a location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage.
Can't wait.
Don't miss it. Thursday night, pick by pick. as your team tries to decide their future. What quarterback are they going with? Everyone from Steve Keim to Jay Glazer, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone, all going to be here Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, presented by Express Pros. They're going to go through every pick of the first round. The little accompaniment to your evening.
Now we're going to play some Whack Diesel, Shaq Diesel NBA trivia. Multiple choice for swiggies and giveaways. But let's wrap up this Mount Rushmore action star conversation based on this special that airs tonight. Rivals, Friends, and Icons, Stallone and Schwarzenegger on Fox. Danny G, you had a few phone calls off the air?
Yeah, so a couple who couldn't hold here. Bruno in Brooklyn says, we can't forget Denzel.
What's that? Oh.
Training Day, Equalizer, Inside Man, and more.
Yeah.
Training Day.
No, I just don't too.
Think
Deja
of him as an action star. I'm sorry. I mean, some say the best actor ever. So damn cool, so damn clever. I love Denzel Washington. He's just, like Spot said before, such a wide range. Is he an action star?
Oh, you're saying his wide range takes away?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Like, when I think action star, I think, like,
I'll give you a sports analogy.
Kind of one-dimensional.
Anthony Davis says he's not the defensive player of the year because they don't like him. Maybe he's just too great of an offensive player, so people don't give him that defensive credit that he deserves. I think Denzel Washington is too much of a great actor considered action star.
You could say the same about Matt Damon. All those Bourne movies, but you're like, oh, Matt Damon's deeper than that. So you're like, oh, maybe he's not the best action star.
And Mike in Vegas, before our time, but he said the king is Steve McQueen.
I saw that. Someone hit us up on Twitter with Steve McQueen.
Again, that's generational. I'm sure a huge answer.
I think one that we
for someone that would also say Clint Eastwood. Right.
I want to let
and
it
that's
be
a fair answer.
I want to let it be known. I feel like the one we all missed out on that we did mention at the 10 minutes ago. Can't sleep on it. The more I'm thinking about it, Wesley Snipes.
Underrated for sure.
He's
but
like,
got in his own way.
In fact, that was the first thing that Bruno talked to me about on the phone, and I'm like, oh, we mentioned that. He's like, oh, I missed that. He's like, but him. And Denzel, to him, are the two greatest action stars.
You can say
stars.
Honorable mention to guys like Mark Wahlberg and stuff like that. But, you know, there's one that because he...
Marky Mark?
Because he said
that's
some,
how I think of him.
Because he said some dumb things about, like, the Jewish community and stuff, and he's rubbed people the wrong way. I'll be honest. As an actor, though, I loved Mel Gibson in the 80s and 90s. Mel Gibson, he's Lethal Weapon, all those
Rich
movies.
Rich had his haircut, you know, at least till 2005.
I had that mullet. Why? Who do we got on the phone, Danny? That's it. And someone said Mel?
Give me back my son!
We'll go to Bob in Oregon.
Bob, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I got a name on my personal Mount Rushmore that hasn't been mentioned, and that's the driver of the Pork Chop Express, man. Jack Burton, Snake Plissken. He's the fourth name on my Mount Rushmore.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
His love muscle, yeah.
All right.
And then to wrap it up, Vince in Fresno. Burton.
Yo, Vinny. What's up, bud?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I was going to say Mel Gibson, but
I'm sorry I hijacked your answer, but I agree. Those Lethal Weapon movies and
Mad Max,
even the cheesy ones he did.
Braveheart.
Braveheart, geez, that's a great
one. Vince, what's your favorite Mel Gibson movie of all time?
It's got to be Lethal Weapons.
Yeah.
What's a better movie? Danny G threw Russell Crowe into the conversation. Are you a Braveheart or Gladiator guy?
A Gladiator.
Yeah, they're both great. Ooh, I would think we could say Braveheart. What's the other one? It's in the other Mel Gibson movie that I love, Patriot.
That's another good one.
The Patriot. Yo, Mel Gibson's a great answer. Oh, I even liked his cheesy stuff. You ever see Bird on a Wire with him and Goldie Hawn?
I love that movie.
Bird on a Wire is a good movie. All right. Well, you know what? It's time for a little Shaq Diesel. I'm sorry, Whack Diesel trivia. Let's go.
Whenever we say not to name drop, that means we're about to name drop.
I'll name drop.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only are CNR friends with Tyson and Mahomes.
Hey, man.
They're also buddies with the Big Aristotle.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Shaq Daddy, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle. Guess what? It's time to win some CNR prizes.
Time for some basketball trivia.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
What he said.
I used to break bad boys, now I'm breaking records for FSR Radio.
Shaq Diesel, basketball trivia.
Yeah. Hey, security walking Big Shaq Fu into the main studio.
Can I say, showing off the show going to Harlem? I'm going to add him to the list.
Watch your head.
I love Bruce Leroy.
I'm tired from that night last night.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Crazy night.
Shaq, what do you think of, I saw your buddy Charles Barkley finally beat Kenny Smith to touching the wall, their little race,
It was a good race. Hey, I got a question for you, man. Do you think I could play in the Big Three?
Yes, I think you can absolutely.
A lot of people are playing. If I play, I got a hip surgery. I was wondering if I could play in the big three.
And also, I saw you arguing with Charles about Bill Walton. You said he was garbage.
Not garbage. He's hard garbage. Terrible passer. And he's a stinky-ass hippie. Stay a smelly, stinky hippie.
Okay.
And hard garbage.
Let's meet the contestants. Yeah. 22-time winner.
It's good to see you guys.
22-time winner. Rich Davis.
Yo, Shaq.
Would you say 22-time wiener?
No, yeah, winner. Winner,
Shaq. This guy looks like a wiener.
16-time champion, Dan Beyer.
Shaq is turning into Mitch Hedberg a little bit.
Hey, what's up, DB?
Seven-time winner, Spotty
That's
Boy.
That's me. Let's go for eight.
And looking to win a C&R stainless steel swiggy on the studio lines, Ebad in Miami. What up, E?
Yo, E!
Hi, E.
How are you?
Hey, Ebad.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good, man.
Say hi to Shaq. Okay.
Yo, Ebad's like, I'm not playing. Yeah.
Come on, Ebad.
What do you do in Miami for a living?
Me? Yeah. Right now I'm doing Uber and DoorDash at the moment.
Very nice, cool. Man. Driver. Keep it, you know, tell everyone and that comes in your car to check out our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks,
rules.
I do have it on.
Nice. Yeah. Forced listening. All right, rules for Shaq Diesel Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get this started. All right, which team in the NBA has the most players inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Oh.
A, the Lakers, B, the Celtics, or C, the Knicks?
Spot. I'm going to go with the Celtics.
And you would be right.
Yes!
I feel like that was lucky. Boston has 40 players in the Hall of Fame. Lakers.
Got legacy.
31.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Boston, legacy. 40. Lakers, 31.
Boom.
All right, round two. Here we go.
Yeah, round two. You know that I tower over almost everyone, but what's the average height in the NBA? Is it A, 6'4", B, 6'5", or C, 6'6"?
Rich. 6'4".
No.
Oh!
Spot.
Spot for the steal and the win.
6'6".
Yeah!
Ha!
Wow.
Number eight. That's how it's done. Number eight.
I can't believe
all of you are
here.
Going down.
I came all
number
the way
eight.
Here. I came all the way here for 2 minutes.
Sorry, Shaq. Oh, sorry, Shaq.
Guys,
I felt
waste
it.
My time. UConn Cornelius.
I felt
this
it.
Guy
man.
Looks like UConn Cornelius.
Good to see you.
All right.
Good to see you.
Check this out, though.
Congratulations.
Ebad in Miami. Don't hang up yet. Here's the reason why. Last Tuesday, you guys remember our boy in PA? Matt?
Yeah.
Matt in PA?
I'll pretend and say yes.
He won a swiggy. You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah, he did win.
Well, he asked me to pay it forward to the next Shaq contestant.
What in the hell is that? These fools do not see this on Starbucks. I say no.
Yeah, so E, even though you didn't win, you get the swiggy from last week. Congratulations.
Congrats, E.
That's amazing.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, hang on the line for us.
Yeah, make sure you keep it in your Uber.
Yeah, keep it in your car.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
All right, guys. All right, thank you, guys.
Man, Spot, I haven't seen you that excited since the last Harry Potter movie came out.
Later, Shaq.
Big eight, crazy eights. Yeah,
Forced, in his car, forced listening and forced promotion now with the swiggy.
Wow, man.
Yo, Shaq was here for 2 minutes.
I know,
Cavito, welcome back. That's weird.
Hey, man, it's good to be back.
You know,
it's funny,
I never see you two in the same room. That's weird.
You know, I think Shaq just brings that feeling of generosity and paying it forward. Think of how many wonderful things he's done for other people, buying bicycles for kids. He's
computers.
At Home Depot buying things for people. It's
Walmart.
Amazing. Walmart. Yeah. He's always doing something generous, giving away stuff. So, hey, that's really cool that he paid it forward. I wouldn't do it, but that's cool to see.
I hate it when they do it at Starbucks.
Yeah, me too. I'm not buying
it
for everybody.
It's not a pay it forward. It turns into a game.
Yeah.
And then you either win or lose, or you just feel selfish by ending it.
Didn't they do that on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, not Curb. It was that what show.
Was
you know the guy that says, sure about that?
I think he should leave.
What's that guy's name?
Tim Robinson.
Yeah,
Tim Robinson.
From,
the writer from SNL.
He does the bit.
55 fries, 55 cheeseburgers, 55.
and he drives around.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so dumb, but it's so good.
Oh, man.
It's great to see Shaq Diesel, though, man.
Hey, yo, DB, let me ask you, because you're a guy that watches all sports and probably has a good answer. NBA, NFL.
Not definitely, probably.
MLB. Probably. Is there a Is there a combo of broadcasters and retired players that you're like, wow, they got the right chemistry? Because I feel like after watching last night, you could love them or hate them. I think Shaq and Charles Barkley together are gold still.
Oh, yeah.
I watch and I feel like the balance of that crew, it's just funny. It's like it really is great television. I do feel that way also about some of the Fox football on Sundays. I thought when
well,
because
you
Rose,
can't fake the chemistry. Like, there's a camaraderie there that you just can't fake. And you see it on so many other networks and radio shows where they just force people together, but they really don't know each other that well. So it becomes competitive and odd and awkward and off. That happens all the time. Yeah. Radio, all the time.
And it's not a surprise. Like Barkley is the star. And I think one of the reasons for that is because he wasn't as good as Shaq, but he's better than Kenny. Mm-hmm. And so he can dish it and take it and get it, but he responds to it well. Like, honestly, when they rip on Kenny, I think Kenny sometimes does get hurt, you know, and because they're Hall of Famers, yeah. You know, and Kenny Smith and Shaq, and, you know, if Charles is taking shots at Shaq, Shaq will fly him right back. But, you know, Charles is really the master in all of that.
You know what, man? Great observations on both sides here. DB, that's an awesome observation. I never really thought about it that way. That's why we love you.
He's just as funny when he's giving it as he is getting it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, they're the best.
And Rich, you pose a question in itself. It's like, I think their chemistry is unrivaled. I can't think of anybody.
I mean, there's some good, you know,
on TV, on radio, I could think of a few, but on TV, game,
in baseball, there was a minute where Pete Rose was next to Big Poppy for like baseball playoffs.
Great, dude,
and I thought Pete Rose and Big Poppy and A-Rod, those guys, that's fun, but nothing compares to Sir Charles. My favorite Charles Barkley isn't him making fun of women in San Antonio, isn't some of his funny sexist jokes. My favorite Charles Barkley, like, mess up or funny thing, when he said, I got two words for you, Steve Nash and Chris Paul. And they're like, that's five words. And he goes, all right, Steve Nash, Chris Paul. They're like, that's four words. You ever see that clip?
Yeah. That's so great.
It's my favorite
one.
I got two words for you. All right, let's go to Dan Byer for an update. What's up, DB?
A bunch to get to, guys, NBA-wise. Looking back to last night's games, the NBA released their two-minute report, and the league admitted that officials should have called multiple fouls on the Knicks, which ended up being a turnover by the 76ers' Tyrese Maxey with about 27 seconds to go. On that same play, the NBA also said 76ers head coach Nick Nurse should have been granted a timeout as the team tried to inbounds the ball during that situation. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo out tonight against the Pacers because of his calf injury. One of three game twos. It all starts at 7:30 Eastern with the Suns and Wolves. Pacers and Bucks then at 8:30 in Milwaukee. Mavericks and Clippers, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Kawhi Leonard questionable with his knee injury. Some news from the NFL, and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones today talked about Dak Prescott's situation as he's about to enter the 2024 season in the final year of his contract. Jerry on Dak's deal.
We'd like to see some more action. It's called option. I've spent my life being an option quarterback. It'd be madness not to know that the contracts are ahead. I want to see a few more cards play.
Broncos exercised the fifth-year option on the contract of cornerback Patrick Surtain. The NFL Network says the Commanders received calls from teams about the second overall pick, but right now unwilling to move that pick. One of those calls came from the Raiders. Bengals re-signed quarterback Jake Browning to a two-year deal. Arsenal topped Chelsea today 5-0 in the Premier League, so Arsenal back on top by themselves for the moment. And one other story to follow, guys, this from the NBA. The league and law enforcement officials in Denver looking into the possibility that one of the Jokic brothers assaulted a fan after last night's game two in Denver. In fact, video shows one of the Jokic brothers allegedly punching a fan in a row below him in the stands. So the league and law enforcement officials in Denver looking into the issue. Oh, and North Carolina guard R.J. Davis returning to Chapel Hill for his fifth season. Now back to you guys.
I feel like the Jokic brothers would have been a great tag team in the 80s.
Yes.
And they came out with some, like, you know, European music, like the big...
No, they got to wear those.
Ride out on horses.
Yeah.
By the way, the Jokic brothers. That's their name.
That's it, yeah.
That story's weak, though, Dan. I hate that. It's like, you know, when Patrick Mahomes' dad is causing bad headlines. Like, stay out of their way.
Was it Roger Clinton?
Yeah. Clinton's brother. I hate that. It's like, you know, your brother's doing great things right now.
Biden's
stay out
kid,
of the news.
Hunter
stop punching people, man. It's just bad. I don't like that.
I'm not making excuses, but there's It's got to be like a weird, odd life when you're significant, not significant, other, when someone in your family is of significance. Like if you're the president's son or if you're the president's brother or a superstar's dad or sibling or something. Like, I mean, look at Mahomes' brother himself.
You know why? Because
like,
it's just
like
not.
Like Hank Christ?
It's not. like Fred Claus.
Yeah.
It's not just.
Horrible deal.
Your person, your family Christ. Member hitting the lottery. Like your family hit the lottery, and you all got to be rooting behind them and be respectful in that moment. And to get in the way of the headlines, like we should be talking about, yo, man, the Nuggets and Jamal and the Joker. To even bring up his stupid brother throwing punches just takes away from the story last night.
Yeah.
Nobody needs that.
For real. All right. Thank you, DB. We got more Covino and Rich coming up. Now, what if someone wanted to help you, Covino, in the community find a job? Not a website, but a person. And they do it for free. Choose Express Employment Pros. That's exactly what they do. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you could trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with a job search. Go to expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. Find an office near you. Download the app. Get started right now.
With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment now. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call.
Oh, or one application. They put you in the running for numerous opportunities in the community. Don't go at it alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of General Tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General Tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Sorry, I was talking to Shaquille in the hallway. What is this we're listening to?
Some J5.
Oh. By the way, speaking of music, the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced. They were announced this week, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ozzy Osbourne, A Tribe Called Quest, Represent Zent. Some cool names being inducted. And I know.
Dave Matthews Band.
Make It the Music Hall of Fame. I'm with you.
Cher.
Anyone Live. That comes to mind. Was it Aretha Franklin? Was she one of them?
No.
I'm trying to remember the list.
Big Mama Thornton.
Live from the TireRack.com studios is Covino and Rich, and Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com.
I have a rando hypothetical for Danny G.
You're like Rando Calrissian.
Tomorrow, whatever we missed today, we'll get to tomorrow. We'll talk a little NFL draft. We still got 2 days, some NFL action. NBA, more games tonight.
Oh, by the way, it was Dionne Warwick. I'm sorry. Oh.
Did you say A Tribe Called Quest?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool.
MC5, sure. Farner, Jimmy Buffett, Farner. Mary J. Blige. Cool and the gang are being inducted. So some big names in 2024.
What if just Cool got inducted?
Yeah. No, the gang's in there too.
Well, now, speaking of which, did Dave Matthews get inducted or the Dave Matthews band?
I'll tell you right now.
Probably the band.
Dave Matthews band.
Okay. The band.
All right. I was going to say, that would be weird if he's like, sorry, guys.
That's really cool.
I got a hypothetical for Danny G.
Yeah.
And just one dad life note that I want to see if someone else could relate to this. If you're coaching kids and you're doing that dad life, you know, we all have friends that are doing travel leagues, soccer, baseball, football, hockey. Like, I feel like every friend that I have that's a parent is overwhelmed with all the, like, dance class, gymnastics, everything.
It makes
like,
me wonder how our parents did it, because they had more kids than our generation, that's for sure. My parents had 5 kids.
Well, you know what? Something our parents were a little more casual about was like, yeah, they'll let someone else drive you. Now you're a little skeptical. Like, I don't know if I want that parent driving my kid.
They let us sit in the back of people's pickup trucks
on the
freeway.
Your parents are busy. You'd hop, like, in the back seat of your, you know,
my dad
stinky
had a,
friend's car.
My dad had a big work van, and I sat on a wicker chair in the middle. No seatbelt, nothing.
Guess where that's not happening?
I know.
In Southern California in 2024. So, yeah, it's a little different. I'm saying this is the dad life.
By the way, I was most of the time I sit on a crate.
Let me tell you about the dad life pain in the ass I got to do in about, T-minus 20 minutes as soon as I get out of here.
Let's hear it.
Today's my turn to line the field. And when I'm done lining the field, it looks like a drunk guy did it. It's not my skill. Listen, I'm good at gardening at my house. Like, you should look
you
at my house.
Stay off the edibles.
My roses, my lawn, everything looks pristine. When you ask me to put the chalk lines on a softball field, it looks like I'm the drunk guy that's living at the field. Like, it looks like the zigzag crappy.
Were you also the kid in school who colored way outside the lines?
I mean,
why are you
good at it? For some reason,
I
don't have a knack for it. So that's the pain in the ass I got to do after this.
Rich isn't good at something? This is crazy.
I know.
I understand.
Yeah, make sure we add this in the best of.
And by the way, every time I say something, I'm getting annoyed that your go-to is edibles. Because I take an edible here and there to fall asleep
here
at night.
Here and there, 28 a month is a lot.
But what I'm saying is, how does that have any effect on me lining a softball field, Nimrod?
Fix your motor skills.
Do I say when you have an old fashioned? Does that not affect you?
One old fashioned does not equal the potency of the edibles you take. Because I've tried them.
One's bad for your liver. One's
and
not.
I had a panic attack.
I mean,
sorry, you're a weenie. Danny, my hypothetical for you is this: if
you can put your weed in there,
if your Lakers do not catch up at home, and the Nuggets roll,
catch up at Nuggets.
When you have friends like Ben Maller and Monsi Bolaños who are Clippers fans, is there any part of you that's like, I don't want to see the Nuggets again, or would you root for the Nuggets against the Clippers?
Boy, that's a good question.
Root for the Nuggets against the Clippers.
Because Lakers fans, they don't want to see the Clippers have any joy, but the Nuggets, if they knock you out a couple years in a row, you might be like, yeah, the Nuggets.
That's a really good question.
You know, I've never had a personal issue with the Clippers. It's the Clipper fans that get on my nerves, the couple that we know.
That's how I feel about the Yankees.
Yeah.
I love Bernie Williams, Derek Jeter. I love those guys in the 90s. I just, as a New Yorker back then, I just hated the fans.
I would say that's how the Yankees feel about the Mets. Lakers don't care about the Clippers because Lakers have history and a winning tradition.
Clipper
Yankees fans feel that way about the Mets because like you're our weak little brother.
Clipper fans just try too hard, like Kevin Hart.
I get you. No, I get what you're saying. So there's no hatred there. So if anything,
it's an annoyance.
Yeah, forget the Nuggets.
All right. Well, hey, enjoy your games tonight. Let me go line a kid's softball field, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Until then, everything at Covino and Rich.
Straight lines, Rich.
And
white lines.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put an Instagram story of me doing this. It'll be a nightmare. At Covino and Rich. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Goodbye. Have a
good
one.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Have a great night. Enjoy the games.
A one.
That was a foul.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.